Snowman in the Morning will be back on Monday. In the meantime, enjoy two classic episodes from early in the run. And good morning to every one of you tuning us in on the Arena Sports Network. This is Snowman's Morning Show, and I'm Brian Snow, and happy to be with you. And obviously this is a new show that we're doing. We had the afternoon locker room for a while, and then we had to take it down because the play-by-play schedule exploded, and I was one of the main folks doing play-by-play. So we're going to have that show back on October the 14th, and we're going to make some changes. The changes that we are going to make, just like this show, the afternoon locker room is going to only be an hour long. And the reason it's going to be an hour long, we want to get some good content out there. I mean, we were doing good when we had 2 hours, but it became a task to fill 2 hours every day, especially after football started and the play-by-play schedule. And I will admit my concentration got shifted and distracted to more preparing for my play-by-play duties, as that's what the first part of my career that I have done for the better part of 18 years. So, it is October 1st. It is Tuesday morning. It's a new month, and we hope that y'all had a great September, and we hope it's a great year for you so far. And this edition of Snowman's Morning Show is brought to you in part by Fusion Ions, negative ion bands. Fusion Ions, live your best. Go to FusionIons.com for more information. That's FusionIONZ.com. And if you want to try or purchase a negative ion band, you can go to our website, TheArenaSportsNetwork.com. Jeez, I'm tripping over my words this morning. I'm sorry, folks. Go to TheArenaSportsNetwork.com, click on the banner, and it will take you to where you can purchase your own negative ion bands. And I am a proud user. I'll let you know more about that in the second half of the show during Brian's journey. Now, one of the reasons for this show, it's a sports show, because that's what we do at the Arena Sports Network. And last night, there was a game 163, and I believe this is the fifth out of 6 years that a game 163 has decided a playoff berth. In 2008, it decided the Central Division, and my beloved White Sox won. Last night, it was Tampa Bay and Texas, and David Price pitched a complete game gem, and it's Tampa Bay that goes on to the wild card round. And let me tell you something. Nelson Cruz came back for that game, and he should have just stayed where he was. And the reason I say that is he was the last out of the game, the final out of the game. And that's got to hurt. That's got to hurt. Because, of course, he was, as many of you know, he was suspended for taking performance-enhancing drugs. Shame on him. And before you could blink, he was back, and he was the last out of the game. And, you know it's got to get on his nerves that he had a chance to come back and help his team get into the postseason, and he couldn't do it. He basically couldn't do it. So it's Tampa Bay that goes on. Wild card game tonight. Two members of the National League Central Division, the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates, will square off. And the winner gets St. Louis. Oh, boy. Imagine facing St. Louis and the season that they had with basically a bunch of people that you don't know or that you don't recognize. But I am very proud of the St. Louis Cardinals. We congratulate all of the division winners, including the Cardinals, the Detroit Tigers, the Oakland Athletics, who won the West. As a matter of fact, I'll pull up the matchups here for you in just a moment. This was one of those kind of baseball seasons where I paid attention to it, but I didn't, because I kind of knew the outcome of where the White Sox were going to be after the first month of the season, which is they finished dead last in the Central Division, and my hope is that they get it together. For my opening question, And I was talking to a few friends downtown yesterday about this. I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people here in the Chicago area are Cub fans. And they are putting their trust in Theo Epstein to bring them something that they have not. Well, let's just say they haven't had in a long time. Two things they haven't had in a long time. One is a World Series, as a matter of fact. One is a pennant, let me put it that way. And the second is a World Series win. Now, many of you baseball fans, know that Theo Epstein was, of course, in Boston. And he brought the Boston Red Sox not one but two world championships after they came so close in 1986. The ball that rolled through Bill Buckner's legs should be the answer to that question as to what happened. But now he's come here to Chicago, being Theo Epstein, and he is going to try to revive the Chicago Cubs franchise. I read a lot of posts on Facebook about this very subject as Dale Swain bit the dust yesterday. He was fired after two seasons as the Chicago Cubs manager. Now, the question of the day, brought to you by Gigahertz, the question of the day is, would this city be able to stand it? Would this city be able to survive, is how I phrased it, if the Cubs ever won a World Series? Frankly, I don't think it would. I don't think it would, because all these Cub fans, and am I putting them down? No. I am just speaking honest truth here, even though it's funnier than hell. I'm just speaking honest truth that if and when the Cubs ever won a World Series, and I'm sitting here chuckling, thinking about it. If the Cubs ever won a World Series, there would be no way that this city, in particular the North Side, would have stand it. There's just no chance. And the reason it would be no chance is because the city would crumble to its knees. It would crumble. No one would know what to do. Absolutely no one would know what to do. These fans wouldn't know how to act. And I'm not saying this to put them down. I'm not saying it that way at all. I'm just saying that when you're frustrated about something for so long as an individual or a group, and the thing that you wanted so badly, and in this case for the Cubs would be a World Series championship, and to see the team your team that Cub fans hate so much, aside of the Cardinals, that of course is the White Sox, win a World Series, and to see the Wrigley Field marquee light up these words, "Congratulations, Chicago White Sox," that's got to burn. That absolutely has got to burn. And again, they're putting their trust in Theo Epstein. Alfonso Soriano is gone. They have some young players that are in right now: Starlin Castro, Darwin Barney, Anthony Rizzo, Jeff Samardzija, among others, that are poised, and I will say this, poised to lead this franchise. But where? Okay, the idea is to go out right now, is to go out and spend a lot of money on free agents that may not pan out. And I read part of this in an article in the Chicago Sun-Times yesterday. Now they are pouring $500 million into a stadium that is old and decrepit, and falling piece by piece. And that, of course, is Wrigley Field. Okay? You want to save Wrigley Field because it's an icon. I understand that. I get that. I absolutely get that. Now you want to add a video board. I get that too. You want to come into the 21st century. And I had a funny discussion with Leo Bienemy, one of our producers, about this very subject. Why don't they just blow up Wrigley Field? Okay? Build a new stadium. Call it Wrigley Field. That's what the White Sox did. They blew up Comiskey Park and built new Comiskey Park across the street from it. But if they did, but thinking about this on the opposite side of the coin, if they did blow up Wrigley Field, A, where would they play until a new stadium is built? And B, how long would they have to play there? So I guess pouring all the money into Wrigley Field as it stands right now and taking care of that in phases is their best solution. And I'm not bashing the folks at the Chicago Cubs organization. Just looking at it from standpoints that it needs to be, that the fans and the media here in Chicago especially have looked at it already. As we continue on here on Snowman's Morning Show, presented by Slugmaster, Baseball and Softball Hitting and Training Aids, and presented by Fusion Ions. Let's take a look at the week that is coming up here on the Arena Sports Network. Yesterday, we were dark. We were supposed to start the show yesterday, but I didn't feel that I was ready to do this. So, and plus, today is the 1st. It's the 1st of October. It's the start of the last quarter of the year. When I think in sports terms, the fourth quarter, or as I like to call it during my play-by-play calls, the money period. And we have our show today. Thursday, we have Marquette Catholic Volleyball, as they will host Calumet. Today and tomorrow, we have TIU Soccer with my good friend Ruben Tisch on the call on the TIU Sports Network, as they will host Trinity Christian, as I'm looking at my schedule here. Yes, they will host Trinity Christian. Both games are at 4. You can see them on TIUTrojans.com as well as our website, TheArenaSportsNetwork.com. Thursday, I mentioned, it's volleyball night. Marquette Catholic hosts Calumet. Friday is homecoming at Marist. And after the morning show, Pat Ketza and I are probably going to be at Marist all day for the homecoming festivities, and believe me, there are going to be a lot of festivities at Marist. And then Friday night, we will team up with High School Cube for audio and video and bring you the call of the Marist Redhawks hosting the Carmel Corsairs. That's the homecoming game, and that's at 7:30, and we will be up at 7 with the pregame. Actually, we're going to be up a little earlier than that. You know, my producer just shot me a message. We're going to be up probably at 6:45 with that pregame, with a few highlights from their loss at Joliet Catholic and a few other things. A lot of interviews that we're going to conduct throughout the course of the week. And Saturday, it's another homecoming. It's TIU's football homecoming, and they will host the Tigers of Olivet Nazarene. Also on Friday, it's TIU women's soccer. They host Olivet Nazarene as part of homecoming weekend. And that's our weekly schedule, and we are going to pause. Yes, we're going to pause for a break. We're getting this together as we go along, so bear with this, folks. Like I said, we had the afternoon locker room that'll come back October the 14th, and we were together. We had everything together doing that. You just may hear some music breaks coming back in, but at the encouragement of my friend and my hopeful business partner, Matt Rinkars, Snowman's Morning Show is on. And we are going to pause for a few minutes. And when we come back, I'll talk a little more sports. I'll talk Chicago Bears football and why you should not have believed the hype going into Detroit this past Sunday, and other NFL news and notes, including a wrap-up of last night's game in Nolens. This is Snowman's Morning Show. Good morning on the Arena Sports Network.
Gigahertz, providing customers with excellent service since 2008. Computer problem? Leave it to the staff at Gigahertz, priding themselves with an unparalleled work ethic and continuing to offer customers the lowest prices around. Gigahertz services include PC repair, networking, PC setup, custom PC builds, pickup and delivery, in addition to in-home and in-office service. Get small to large business solutions, service contracts, and much more. Computer problems? Gigahertz. And that's where we come in. Gigahertz for your computer repair and solution needs. In-home, in-store, wherever it's convenient for you. Think your PC's infected? Gigahertz offers free virus diagnostics with most virus removals done in 48 hours or less. Plus, they'll optimize your PC. Take that, Best Buy. Give Gigahertz a call. 219-218-9323. That's 219-218-9323. Or log on to GigahertzPC.net. Gigahertz, and that's where we come in. iGo Car Sharing, dedicated to creating a robust and convenient and affordable for individuals, and provides the region with expanded economic development opportunities and exemplary environment. Set up transportation innovations that make it feasible and desirable to get around conveniently and economically without having to own a car, and at the same time, reduce vehicle miles traveled and greenhouse gas emissions. To private car ownership requires solutions that use resources efficiently, saves residents money, and decreases the individual and regional ecological footprint. It allows residents to easily choose between multiple modes of transportation to move from point to point quickly, inexpensively, and conveniently. Innovative information technology can integrate both trip planning and service payment across all types of transit, including rail transit, commuter rail, local bus, bus rapid transit, and more. Visit us online at igocars.org and find a location nearest you. iGo Cars, Chicago's only hometown nonprofit car sharing company.
How do you turn a batter into a hitter? With Slugmaster Hitting Stations. Slugmaster Hitting Stations are the most effective and durable baseball and softball batting practice devices available. Versatile, compact, and easy to use, they are accessible or post for an instant hitting station. Use it at the ballpark, at home, or anywhere you want to get some hits in. Work the strike zone, top to bottom, in and out. The most complete workout year-round, indoors or outdoors, teams or individuals. Slugmaster equipment is constructed from high-grade steel. The rugged design means years and years of use. Slugmaster equipment is used by youth, high school, college, and professional ball players. For more information or to place your order, call 708-705-7354 or visit slugmaster.com. Slugmaster baseball and softball hitting aids, turning batters into hitters. Hey everybody, this is Brian Snow of the Arena Sports Network, the CEO and play-by-play announcer, and we thank you for listening to our programming. If you're interested in helping out, you can go to the arenasportsnetwork.com and become a sponsor. How do you become a sponsor? Whether you're a parent, a fan, or you're a business, go to the arenasportsnetwork.com, click on the sponsor page, and you'll find out all of the details. For as low as $25 a month, you can help bring more great programming to the Arena Sports Network and also help support the kids that we cover in the small colleges and the high schools here in the Chicagoland area and across the country. Go to Arena Sports Network, to the arenasportsnetwork.com, click on sponsor for more information, or give us a call at 312-451-4041. The Arena Sports Network, where every team has a fan.
At Strack and Van Til, we just made saving on groceries even easier with our new building blocks of value. Just look for the new icons all around the store to find our weekly advertised specials, everyday smart buys, exclusive limited time offers, new lower prices, and even extra rewards. These bright, colorful icons are all about building honest, uncomplicated value, one block at a time, and giving you more ways to save every day. To learn more, visit valuemeansmore.com today.
We are back on Snowman's Morning Show on this Tuesday, October 1st, here from our Arena Sports Network studios. We thank you all for listening. It's the first edition, still got a lot of pieces to put in place. We eventually are going to have some good guests on the show. And speaking of guests, my first one will be on tomorrow, and it's Matt Rinkars. And in fact, he's going to have a feature here on Snowman's Morning Show, getting y'all healthier as the time goes on. Now, I mentioned Fusion Ion bands. I'll talk more about this during the second half of the show. I mentioned Fusion Ion's bands. I am a proud user after Matt sent me this, and I'm telling you, the changes have been awesome. They have been absolutely awesome. I'll get into that during the second half of the show. We continue on here on the first half of the show, and last night, talking to some friends on Facebook, they believed that the Miami Dolphins, who were 3-0, were going to go into New Orleans and steal a victory. No, that didn't happen. Saints won 38-17. Drew Brees throws for 4 touchdowns and lights up Miami for plus 300 yards passing. You know, there are some teams in the NFL right now where the record does not belie who they are. Some good, some bad. Okay? Miami is one of those teams. Yes, they were 3-0. Yes, they are a good team. But are they going to be competitive over the course of this season after being dormant for so long? I still have a few questions. After what happened last night in New Orleans facing fast break football in the Superdome, they still have a few questions to answer because Brees lit them up. You just wonder, well, they had a comeback against Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons, and the Falcons have issues of their own. That's the second game. Sunday night against the Patriots was the second game that Atlanta let get away. It was 10-10 at the half. And New England steals that game. Atlanta had a chance to tie it but couldn't stick it in the end zone. They led Miami, Atlanta did, 20-10, and let Miami come all the way back and win the game, 27-23. You're supposed to be able to, you're defending AFC South champions, Atlanta. You're supposed to be able to finish games. Like I said, there are some teams in the NFL right now where their record does not belie their identity. There are some teams in the NFL right now that have records that show exactly who they are. One team of which, sorry Joshua Jackson, is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're 0-4, and I'll just go ahead and speak truthfully, and I know Josh won't mind me saying this. They are just flat atrocious. They got lit up by Andrew Luck and the Colts 37-3 on Sunday. Now, when you're facing, and they were facing Andrew Luck and the Colts, like I said, and the Colts are a lot of teams that people are looking at to win the AFC South over Houston. Andrew Luck threw interceptions on his first 2 possessions, and yet Indianapolis rolls 37 unanswered points after Jacksonville turned one of those interceptions into a field goal. And those are the only points that they scored. Remember, they only had 2 in week 1. Only 2. 2 points in week 1 against Kansas City. Now, Kansas City is a surprise. I did not see this coming. The Chiefs are 4-0. So is Denver. They're up top the AFC West. San Diego and Oakland are battling for position. Andy Reid is the biggest difference in Kansas City. They finally get a stable quarterback in Alex Smith that is beginning to understand their system, understand Andy Reid's system. And they lit up the Giants, 31-7. Here's another team that's a surprise. The Giants are 0-4. They got missing pieces on defense that they've yet to solve their problems. And if they don't, Tom Coughlin's seat, you heard this on Lyle Files Live on Monday, Tom Coughlin's seat is going to get that much hotter if it's not broiling already. Another team that I want to touch on where people believed the hype after 3 weeks is the Chicago Bears. Why am I touching on the Chicago Bears? They were 3-0 going into their game against Detroit on Sunday. And Detroit hung 30 points on them in the first half. They led 30-13 at halftime. Many times it's been said by Bears fans that you're either going to get good Cutler or bad Cutler. Well, Sunday was bad Cutler. 317 yards passing notwithstanding. Yet the Bears still had a chance to tie the game. But when you put yourself in a situation where you're down 30-13 and you are playing catch up for most of the day because you turned the ball over 3 times in that first half and Detroit converts 2 of them into touchdowns, you're not going to have enough time to come all the way back. Now, there are some cases where I have been wrong, and I admit that. There are some cases where I have been totally wrong, and I don't mind. But we're talking about a team in the Chicago Bears who let probably one of their most popular coaches go since Mike Ditka in the form of Lovie Smith. They've had offensive coordinators each of the years that Jay Cutler has been the starting quarterback for the Bears. Their offensive line, to say the least, has been porous. And that Detroit pass rush was something else on Sunday. And you got Cutler leaning on only one receiver as it looks right now, and that, of course, is Brandon Marshall. Now, he did complete some passes to Alshon Jeffrey, Martellus Bennett, and others. But if you look at how Cutler played and has played, the only person in the receiving corps that he has leaned on is Marshall. And he's learning, Cutler is, to spread the ball around, but you wonder if that's going to be enough. You know, Matt Forte has to get some more touches. Martellus Bennett, their big tight end that they signed, has to get some more touches. Okay? 3-0 does not belie who the Bears were, because 2 of those 3 games they should have lost. That's Minnesota in week 2 and opening day against Cincinnati. Cincinnati led the Bears 21-10 late in the third period until the Bears got it together and snuck out with a win in the final seconds, 24-21. Same situation against the Vikings at Soldier Field. Minnesota controlled that game. They absolutely controlled that game at Soldier Field. And they led 30-24, and then Jay Cutler engineers yet another miracle. And they win the game 31-30. Now, they go to Detroit. They beat Pittsburgh first, 40-23. And the win over Pittsburgh, is it a measuring stick? If you look at it from a history standpoint, yes, it is. If you look at it, looking at it from this season standpoint, no, it's not. Because Pittsburgh has been just as atrocious as a few other undefeated winless teams are. Pittsburgh has been just as atrocious. They have not forced a turnover yet. They haven't forced a turnover yet. In 4 games, they have not forced a turnover. Pittsburgh lost to Minnesota 34-27. Vikes get their first win. Tampa Bay benches Josh Freeman, and they lose to Arizona 13-10. Peyton Manning, well, he's Peyton Manning. Throws 4 touchdown passes, 300 yards, and Denver lights up Philadelphia 52-20. There's another team where their record does not belie who they are, okay? You bring in Chip Kelly. You let Andy Reid go. There goes your hard-nosed attitude. There goes your identity. Victor, my friend Victor Locke and I have talked about this. When teams let a coach go, part of the reason for the team is the coach, who is their identity. Andy Reid, tough, hard-nosed. He, fast-break football. Chip Kelly, if the first 4 games haven't taught you, you're not coaching college kids anymore. You're coaching grown-ass men that have contracts, that can bark and whine and moan at you, and you can fine them all they want, but they're still going to do what they want to do, for the most part. Now, in the first game against the Redskins, Philadelphia lit it up. They did the same against San Diego, but they let San Diego beat them at their own game. Denver did the same thing. Denver beat Philadelphia at their own game. Okay? Kansas City goes to Philadelphia. Andy Reid's comeback. He gets a standing ovation. But the product on the field for the Philadelphia Eagles is not good. It's not good right now. They're 1-3. But back to the Bears. And I said this at the top of the segment. Sometimes the record does not belie the teams and who they are. Okay? Bears are 3-1. 3-1 going into this week. But they still have a lot of questions to answer. A lot of questions to answer. And they got Drew Brees and the Saints coming in on Sunday. After the performance that I saw last night in New Orleans, you just have to wonder, the only thing that I have to wonder, if weather is going to be a factor for the Saints playing the Bears. These two teams are on different levels right now, and if the Bears don't get it together, Drew Brees is going to light them up. The last time these two teams played, Drew Brees lit them up in the Superdome. Now, granted, the Bears won two of the last three, including an NFC Championship in 2006. But in all three games, Brees has had plus 300 yards passing. And now, with Sean Payton back at the helm calling the plays for Drew Brees, it's a reunion tour for New Orleans. It's a reunion tour. Because now they're getting ready to show the rest of the league what they missed with New Orleans not being in the playoff picture, number one, and number two, Sean Payton not being on the sidelines. So it's going to be fun to see if, A, the Bears can contain Drew Brees, and B, will the Bears show up? And I don't mean that to be negative, I'm meaning this to be truthful. They're playing in front of the home crowd. They got lit up in Detroit, and if I were the Bears, I'd be madder than hell right now. Because we let a division game get away. Remember, the Bears let that game 10-6 in Detroit. They led 10-6, and then Detroit scored the next 24 points with the help of some Bears turnovers. But be that as it may, the Bears need to be ready. Because New Orleans is coming off of a high. They're 4-0. Brees is back. Payton is back. And they haven't missed a beat. It just seems like when Sean Payton came back to the sidelines, the Saints didn't miss a beat. They're back to who they are. And they have their identity back. I mentioned that word earlier in this segment. The Saints are back to being who they are. Another team that could be back to being who they are is San Francisco. Two embarrassing losses back-to-back. They got skunked in Seattle, 29-3. They got skunked at home by Indianapolis, 27-7. And now they go to St. Louis on a short week. On a short week. And blow out St. Louis, 35-11. San Francisco is probably going to embody the attitude that the Bears and other teams should have. They're going to be mad. And they have a home game Sunday night against Houston, against the Houston Texans. And that's Sunday night football in San Francisco. The 49ers, I believe, are going to be back to who they are. And this is going to be their best test. One of their best tests. They had two of them back. They had two of them back to back with Indianapolis and Seattle. And a lot of 49er fans I know panicked. Why did they panic? Because they were 1-2. They only had scored 10 points in two games. Colin Kaepernick had sub 100 yards passing. But you have to keep a few things in mind. When they played in Seattle last year, they got skunked. And that Seattle defense, that whole team is good, okay? The Seahawks are just playing good. But that defense in Seattle is bleeping frightening. It's frightening to have one of the best quarterbacks in Colin Kaepernick on the run the way that they did. I applaud. Much love to the Seahawks, okay? And this is coming from a longtime 49er fan, but I know what I saw when I watched that game in Seattle. And much love to the Seahawks for frightening Colin Kaepernick the last two trips in. But I'll say this, the Hawks have to come to San Francisco December the 8th. Take a pause for another break. When we come back, I will have the premiere of Brian's Journey. and I'll explain as we go along. This is Snowman's Morning Show on the Arena Sports Network.
My name is Matt Renkars, and I'm the founder of Fusion Ions. We are so confident that you're going to love our bands, we want you to try one risk-free so you can see for yourself how powerful these bands really are. Don't wait. Go to FusionIons.com to find out how you can receive your very own free Fusion Ions band. Take advantage before they are gone. FusionIons.com. That's FusionIONZ.com.
Anne Marie specializes in premier five-star vendor and craft shows. She also offers event planning for special events of any kind. Anne Marie's goal is to provide both her vendors and shoppers with an exceptional experience, believing that promotion is the key to any successful event. Anne Marie has developed personal relationships with her vendors and is constantly being sought by vendors who would like to participate in her popular events, often with wait lists for vendors. Working with Anne Marie is an enjoyable, stress-free experience. Anne Marie is a perfectionist and very creative. She is 100% committed to each event from beginning to end and believes that promotion is the key to any successful event. No stone will go unturned as it relates to promotion. For the ultimate in event planning, contact Anne Marie today at 219-741-0435 or visit ann-marieprince.com. Premier events in Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana are brought to you by Anne Marie.
Planning an upcoming event? The completely refurbished Diamond Club at U.S. Steelyard is available year-round for birthday parties, wedding receptions, business meetings, conferences, and a wide variety of other activities. With a full-service bar and the ability to accommodate groups of up to 300 people, Diamond Club event. Fully customizable food options through Aramark are also available. Call the Railcats at 219-882-2255 and have the Railcats fashion an event your friends, family, clients, or colleagues will never forget. The Gary South Shore Railcats, redefining fun.
At Dr. Catherine and Associates, their goal is for people to be excited about learning how to save a life. They make CPR a fun and educational experience. Their classes are geared toward healthcare providers, teachers, sports coaches, families, and people of all ages. 75 to 85% of all out-of-hospital cardiac arrests happen at home. Are you prepared to help save a life? Contact Dr. Catherine and Associates today. They teach CPR 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nationwide by appointment. Visit them at 820 East 87th Street, Suite 100 in Chicago, or give them a call at 312-623-2433. That's 312-623-2433. Or go online to learncprchicago.com. Dr. Catherine and Associates, in the community, for the community.
Okay, now that I'm up and I got a little energy and I got a little things off, a few things off my chest. Oh, I'm sorry, we're back. Welcome back to Snowman's Morning Show here on the Arena Sports Network, our foray into more sports talk programming. October 14th marks the return of the Afternoon Locker Room, and a week later will mark the return of the Brian and Rich Show. Sorry we're taking so long to get programming back to you, but would rather have it right than to try it again and things go wrong. We have to shut down after a short season yet again. Tonight, Major League Baseball playoffs, the wild card game in the National League. The Cincinnati Reds will be at PNC Park to take on the Pittsburgh Pirates. They'll pitch at 7:07 p.m. this evening, and good luck to both teams, and a special shout to my good friend Tommy Williams, public address voice of the Gary South Shore Railcats, American Association champions, and he is a longtime Pittsburgh Pirates fan, back to the We Are Family days of 1979. So I know he's going to be on the edge of his seat. And, you know, I read a post from him on Facebook, and he and I have talked many, many times over the years. He wrote a post sometime back, this is before the Railcats clinched their American Association championship, when, actually, no, this is right after they did, where he wrote, "The Pirates are in the playoffs. The Railcats, American Association champions. I've had a good baseball season." Close quote. Well, Tommy, I'm happy for you, bud. And I will be paying attention to this, because one of the teams that I picked in talking to my friend Pat Ketza, who's also one of our producers, one of the teams I picked was the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I said I wouldn't be surprised if it was the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Oakland Athletics that square off in the World Series. We're going to stick with a little baseball here. Brian's journey coming up in the last half of the last part of the show. Let's stick with a little baseball here. Tampa Bay will play their wild card game Wednesday, and it will be at Cleveland. And Tampa Bay just won game 163 last night, and they rode the arm of David Price, who hurled a shutout. And you know what? Texas has got a lot of issues right now. Nelson Cruz comes back for one game and one game only, and it will be a game that ends the season. The winner of Cincinnati-Pittsburgh will play St. Louis on Thursday, and the other division series, the Dodgers and Atlanta, also will start Thursday. Cincinnati-Pittsburgh winner will play St. Louis at 4, and Dodgers and Atlanta will play at 7:30. The winner of the American League wild card game, which is Tampa Bay and Cleveland, will head to Beantown to take on the Boston Red Sox. They'll start at 2, and Detroit and Oakland will play at 8:30. And that's your baseball schedule. Now, to bring you a segment that gets a little personal with me, and this was encouraged by, like I said, my good friend Matt Rinkars of Fusion Ions, and Snowman's Morning Show is presented by both Fusion Ions. Visit FusionIons.com to get your to get a negative ion band. You can also click on the banner on the ArenaSportsNetwork.com, and also by Slugmaster, turning batters into hitters. Visit our KSAC's website at Slugmaster.com or call 708-705-7354. Decided to get a little personal and chronicle my new health journey beginning today in a way that I know how. I am taking the advice that a lot of people have given me, where they said you have to journal everything. And thinking about it last night and praying about it last night, it is so true. I've only... excuse me. Pardon me, I'm sorry. I've only journalized things sporadically. And that's not good. And the reason it's not good is because I find myself holding on to a lot of anger and a lot of stress from situations that I've dealt with. And I've dealt with situations for a while where I would just hold things in. And Liz tells me all the time, you know, when I'm around her, she'll say, Brian, if you're angry, just let it out. And I would tell her, I'm afraid to, because I don't want people to think that I'm yelling at you. And she told me, Brian, I don't care. Just let it out. You're frustrated. I know it's not about me. In fact, a few people told me that. They're like, just let it out. So I'm going to. I'm going to chronicle my health journey the best way I know how, with my two most powerful weapons. And that's my voice and a microphone. And this, I know, will be the way that I can do it consistently. This is going to be tough. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be... Well, yeah, it is. It's going to be even tougher than the battle I had with diabetes for 3 years. I fought it for 3 years, folks. I got diagnosed in 2010, right before my birthday. And I was living in Gary, Indiana at the time. And my friend Victor, who was staying with me, looked at me and said, what are you going to do, cowboy? And my exact sentence was, and forgive the phrasing, I'm going to kick diabetes in the ass. And I did. Last two trips I've had to the doctor, no symptoms. Now, what I have had to change wasn't as drastic as people fighting diabetes can think. And I don't want you to think, and you'll hear this on Fusion Power Hour. That's something I didn't do. This Saturday is the premiere of Fusion Power Hour, Real Health Talk, with Dan Barrett and Matt Rinkars. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., they will give y'all the answers to the health questions that you had, but you referred to doctors. They will tell you straight from the hip how you can make your life better. Those two are the guys that are the reason I'm doing this journey and putting it on the second half of my show Monday through Friday. Because I want folks to be able to realize that you can make yourself better if you find a way that's comfortable for you to make yourself better. I mean, people can give advice all they want. They can give advice all they want. But it's going to be up to you to take the right pieces and put it in your puzzle. To put it in your life to make it better. Now, each day, about this time, I'm going to talk about a subject that has been affecting not only me, but I know a lot of the listeners that are going to be tuning in every morning, they're going to identify with it too. And the subject I'm going to touch this morning is stress. Lord knows we get into situations where things don't go the way that you want, or you had a perfect plan in place for something and it backfires. How do you cope with that situation? There are so many pieces of advice and books about how to cope with stress. And none of those advice givers tell you the simple lesson that I found out just last week about dealing with stressful situations. You know, the most common piece of advice would be, you know, for people to tell you to just tune it out. Tuning it out only works to a point, because it's going to pop back up in your face again, especially when it's people that are stressing you out. Some situations pop back up again. You know, forgive me if you hear a few tears, because I really feel that I have to do this, and I am going to do this. Situations pop back up again where you're scared to deal with it because it's thrown in your face and you have to make a decision quickly and you can't do it. You can't make a decision because you don't know what that decision is. You don't know what you're facing. You don't know all the factors. See, it's natural for us as human beings to try to process everything before making a decision, which is good advice sometimes. But there are situations where you just have to, like a good cornerback on defense, read and react. You got to read it, you got to process it quickly, and you got to react to it. Well, a lot of my reactions over the past 10 years in stressful situations, on and off mic, were wrong, which led to me putting on a lot of weight, which led to, as I said, me contracting diabetes for 3 years, which led to me having thoughts of suicide. I mean, there have been points in my life, and I can honestly say this, where I thought, screw it. No one would miss me if I was gone. But I fought all of those feelings, and I'm here. And part of the reason that I had thoughts of suicide was because, you know, I didn't think anybody... part of the reason I didn't think anybody cared, number one. Number two, I didn't think that I mattered to anybody. And, you know, just a whole plethora of other reasons. You know, people get in your head and you can't kick them out. you don't allow yourself to kick them out because, you know, they may say, they may sprinkle a couple of truths in here and there to make you believe the blank that they're shoveling. Well, I'm here to tell you and tell those people that are shoveling all that mess in your face, turn it around and shovel it at them. And what is the best way that I have found to cope with stress? Our phone's ringing off the hook already. What is the best way that I found to cope with stress is I just be quiet for a while. And so, well, two things. One, I find a place where I'm alone and nobody is around me because I don't want people to think I'm crazy. Although my friends think I'm crazy anyway. I find a place where I'm alone and I yell it out. I yell everything out that's on my head. And when I do that, it's just relieving to me. It relieves me. It absolutely relieves me. So I can't throw a baseball 200 miles an hour. I can't find a bucket of baseball. And I've always said this when I was a kid. I want to find a bucket of baseballs and just go out into a field and just, you know, give me a bat and 200 baseballs and I'll be all right. That's what I've always said. But since I can't readily get a bucket of baseballs and head out into a field and hit every last one of them to get all my frustration out, one of the best things that I do is I go yell it out. I find a place where I am alone, where no one's around, so they won't think anything crazy, and I yell everything out that I'm feeling. Are there a few cuss words involved? Yeah, there are. There are. And after I get all that frustration out, I'm able to tune out the person or situation that gave me the stressors in the first place. And sometimes you just have to detach yourself from stressful situations. You just have to detach yourself from it. Now, that is a process in and of itself. Period. That's a process in and of itself. But the more that you find a method that's comfortable for you, I mean, yeah, like I said, yeah, there are books of advice, there are pieces of advice on how to deal with stress, but you got to find what's comfortable for you. I'm not here to give anybody any advice because I'm nowhere near the expert on stress that some people are. I am just here to connect with the fans and connect with people and let them know that you can turn your life around and you can become healthy again and you can be yourself. Best advice I ever got was for me to be myself. And dealing with everything that I have dealt with just in the past 2.5 years, that's the best advice that I've leaned on. I've leaned on a lot of prayer, and I finally woke up one day and I said, screw this. I never spoke of myself physically because I didn't want people to think that I was cocky, that I was arrogant. But I finally woke up one morning this past spring, and I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, enough. I'm tired of looking the way that I look. You know, a lot of times, you know, the question would come to me,
did you not get the memo?
And I finally got the memo about who I am and what I need to be and how I need to be for myself. And that's what you got to do, folks. Stay true to yourself. Find your method of dealing with stress. Now am I saying to go out and shoot people? No. Find a peaceful way to deal with stress. If you have to yell your brains out until you get everything out, so be it. If you have to sit in a quiet corner and meditate, and I've tried that on a few occasions, then do it. If you have to walk around all day and say as loud as you can,
"I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore,"
then so be it. The other thing that I've done is laugh. I'd cue up a cartoon or a comedy clip, and anyone who knows me knows that my favorite comedian is George Carlin. I'll cue up a comedy clip, I'll cue up a cartoon, and I'll just laugh. I'll laugh my brains out. And that melts the stress away as well. So, the first part of Snowman's Journey is dealing with stress. Find your way to deal with stress. Be it with laughter, be it with yelling and cussing, be it with going to work out. Find your way that's comfortable for you and show everybody that stressed you out in the first place, hey, you're not going to get the best of me anymore. You may have done it in the past, but you're not going to do it anymore, period. That'll wrap it up for this premiere edition of Snowman's Morning Show and Snowman's Journey, brought to you by Fusion Ion Bands. FusionIons.com, FusionIONZ.com. And again, I leave you with, don't let people stress you out. If they do, find your way to deal with it. Laugh a lot, go lift some weights, go running, or yell it out. But you can't have that stress on you, because it turns into weight, and when you gain weight, you eat the bad things, and when you eat a lot of bad things, you feel good for a moment, but then after a while, you wonder why you did it. It's one of the parts I'll touch on tomorrow on the journey, and that's emotional eating. And it's still an issue that I'm dealing with to this day. Emotional eating is something I'm dealing with to this day. But you know what? I'm going to have Matt Rinkars on tomorrow, and we're going to deal with this. We are absolutely going to deal with this. Well, first show's done. We're out of time, and thanks to everybody that listened to us today. We're going to get this together, folks. We're going to get this together. Thanks to Matt Rinkars of FusionIons.com. Thanks to RK Sack of Slugmaster. And thanks to all the people that have lent their support and gave me the green light to add this kind of programming to the Arena Sports Network. And thank you, Matt Rinkars, for encouraging me to take my journey to the airwaves. Because I have to do it the way that I know how to do it, and that's using a microphone. So come along on this journey with me, and come along with me every morning from 7 to 8 Central Time, 8 to 9 Eastern Time. This has been Snowman's Morning Show on the Arena Sports Network. Thanks for listening, everybody. I wish you a great day. Hope for God to bless. Remember to make your next move your best move. Have a great day, everybody.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Full Armor Worldwide Company is customer-centered and motivated financially in order to provide excellent service through company industry and a well-experienced team. It has a big impact on customer-oriented business. The company provides effective, efficient, fast, and friendly service for every customer. The company aim is for quality customer service, to encourage new customers, and to keep the existing customers. With years of experience, Full Armor Worldwide is trusted by the clients, and the company has strong relationships with the clients. A good and quality client service is the best way to keep clients, which serves as an assurance of long-term success. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow.
You're listening to Arena Sportsnet, where every fan has a voice and every team has a fan.
We did this yesterday and everything was fine. And today we try to upgrade and change a couple of things. And right before we were scheduled to go on the air, that's when all the technical stuff happened. But we got it taken care of, and we are live this morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Snowman in the Morning on the Arena Sports Network. I'm Brian Snow, and we are going to add a couple of things to this. And tell you a funny story. What happened, I changed the streaming service to try to help get us a better audience, and I thought I had everything installed correctly. As it turns out, this morning when I went to do my test run, that was fine. And then when I went to go live, you know, something came up. But be that as it may, we are on. The link is on Facebook. It's on the Arena Sports Network Facebook page. Please follow along. It's on the Arena Sports Network Twitter page. And one of the things that we are going to add to the morning show is a morning sports update, you know, like all the regular shows that you hear. So a friend of mine gave me a ring yesterday. He's on the Gigahertz hotline right now with your morning sports update. His name is Rusty Silber. Good morning, Rusty. I am ready, my friend. Let her rip.
All right, let's go. Morning, Brian, everybody. Welcome to Wednesday. Blackhawks received their championship rings earlier this week, and they raised the championship banner last night, along with the red carpet for introductions. The Hawks went on to outscore the Washington Capitals 6-4 on opening night at the United Center. Six different Hawks scored. Brandon Bowman, Johnny Oduya, Marian Hossett, Patrick Kane, Brendan Sand, and Brent Seabrook off on the back of the net. Hawks next host the Tampa Bay Lightning Saturday back at the United Center. The Bears spent most of Monday looking over the mistakes in their disappointing 40-32 loss to the Lions in Detroit on Sunday. Coach Mark Trestman believes the mistakes can be corrected. The Bears can move forward from it. Bears had the day off on Tuesday to return back to practice here today. Back at Hallis Hall, the Bears will host the Saints Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field. Cubs are starting its search for a new manager and replacing the recently fired Dale Swain. First on the list is current Yankees manager and former Cubs player Joe Girardi. It appears that GM Brian Cashman is trying to keep Girardi in New York with an extension to his contract that's up at the end of October. Yankees haven't granted the Cubs the opportunity to talk to Girardi as of yet, but Girardi would like to get it over quickly with the options to stay in New York and the possibility of coming to Chicago or going into the broadcast booth. Major League Baseball Wild Card Playoff, National League. The Pirates made the postseason for the first time in 21 years. A big yay for them. A 6-2 victory over the Reds last night. Pirates will next face the Cardinals in the Division World Series. American League Wild Card Playoff. The Rays visit the Indians this evening. The Rays are coming off its victory over the Hot Rangers the other night in Texas. The Indians have won 10 straight going into this evening's game. Baseball's attendance slipped 1.2% this season, with the Marlins and the Phillies leading the way with big drops. There was also 37 postponed games in 21 last year. By the way, Toronto and the L.A. Dodgers were the top teams with improved attendance by over 400,000. The Bulls continue its practices at the Bertel Center in Deerfield. Derrick Rose, with his comeback, had some expected time off earlier this week. He and the rest of the Bulls will hit the court against the Pacers in Indiana on Saturday evening for their first preseason game. And lastly, Ryan, you might like this. Michael Jordan believes that he could have beaten LeBron James in a game of one-on-one when he was in his prime. He does say he's not too sure about Kobe Bryant. He also mentioned that he would like to play Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Julius Erving, Carmelo Anthony, and Dwayne Wade. Jordan believes, other than Bryant, could catch him because he steals all my moves. James was informed of his comments about the matchup. James indicated that no one will ever see the matchup, but it's good for people to talk about it. Rusty Silver for the Arena Sports Network.
That's your morning update. Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
Rusty Silver joining us this morning, and that is your Arena Board update, which you will hear every morning with Rusty from Monday through Friday on the morning show. And to lead off this morning, well, first let me tell you that Snowman in the Morning, brought to you in part by Fusion Ions. Fusion Ions negative ion bands helps you improve flexibility, helps you improve your life. Fusion Ions, live your best. And all programming on the Arena Sports Network brought to you in part by Slugmaster, baseball and softball hitting and training aids. Slugmaster, turning batters into hitters. Call 708-705-7354 for more information. Okay, now with the Pirates now officially in the playoffs because Bud Selig added the wild card game, why don't you just make it a wild card series? Okay? You know, some people like myself would like to see a wild card series, and some people just like the one game wild card playoff that the current state is in, current playoff system is in now. What do you guys think? Why don't you give me a tweet? Our new Twitter ID is at Snow Morning Show. That's at Snow Morning Show. Our Facebook page is on the way. It'll be up later today. And so will the email address. The new show page on the arenasportsnetwork.com is up. Look for Snowman in the Morning. And we got a few other pieces to put in place. And we will put them in place as soon as we can. And while everything is going along here, later on during this hour, Matt Rinkars of Fusion Ions will join me. We will talk about emotional eating. It's a problem that I have had to deal with for a very long time, and it's just taken until lately for me to combat that. All that coming up on this hour of the Snowman in the Morning. I had two titles, and I'm trying to use the official one, which is Snowman in the Morning. And I got to get used to doing that because for a while the working title was Snowman's Morning Show. But Snowman in the Morning is the official title. Now, back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago about the wild card series, a wild card game being expanded to a series. What would be the problem of making that a best of three? Like a little mini series. You know, I mean, you play series during the season. Why can't you make a wild card series? But at the same time, you got game 163 where one game decides it all. You got the wild card game where one game will get you into the division series. And the excitement having a one game winner take all situation, you know, it just puts a lot of hype and a lot of pressure on the teams that are currently in the playoffs. You saw Cincinnati, if you watched the game last night, you saw Cincinnati crack, okay? They flat out cracked, and they had a bad, bad streak to close the season. And the biggest problem that they had, and I listened to the radio call last night on KDKA in Pittsburgh, the biggest problem that the Cincinnati Reds had at the tail end of the season was clutch hitting. It was clutch hitting. And when they scored their first run in the fifth inning last night, they had a chance to really get back in the game. They barely missed a three-run home run that would give them the lead. A strikeout against Francisco Liriano ended the inning. When that inning ended, I thought the season ended for Cincinnati because Pittsburgh was ready to seize control. They were absolutely ready to seize control because Russell Martin got him started with a home run. And Marlon Byrd gave him a home run as well. And quickly, and by the third inning, the Pirates are up 2-0. Did you get the feeling that after Byrd hit his home run, that the Pirates were in control for good for that game? I did. Because it's just the way that they have been playing all season. Which leads to my morning question of the day, brought to you by Gigahertz, the official computer solutions company of the Arena Sports Network. Log on to GigahertzPC.net. Gigahertz, and that's where we come in. Question of the day is this. Which team in the majors, either good or bad, was the biggest disappointment? Was the biggest surprise? Oh, boy, I'm off to a bad start this morning. I'm sorry, folks. Which team, good or bad, was the biggest surprise? It could be, tweet your answer to at Snow Morning Show. Or at Snow in the Morning. Is that what I'm being told? Yeah, at Snow in the Morning. That's our official ID now. Well, for me, the biggest surprise this year is the Pittsburgh Pirates. They had been so close the last 2 years before a late season collapse prevented them from not only getting in the playoffs, but finishing under, but they finished under 500, you know, the last 2 years. And you can turn this back to one game in July of 2011 where the Pirates had momentum and they went into Atlanta to see the Atlanta Braves for three games, and one of those games went 19 innings, and it ended on what a lot of people say was a controversial call. Why am I pointing back to that game? Because if the Pirates, I believe, win that game, they race to the playoffs in 2011. So much wind was taken out of their sails. They had just finally gotten their footing back after the All-Star break. And they lost that game in 19 innings, 4-3, on a call that was not made. Lugo slid under the tag, according to a lot of camera angles that I had a chance to look at. And the umpire called him. It looked like the catcher tagged him. And he was called safe, and the Pirates went downhill from there. This year, they did not fold. And I'm happy for them. I am very, very happy for them because they didn't fold. Because they didn't collapse down the stretch. And what made me smile and what made it fun for me was the fact that they clinched their playoff berth at Wrigley Field in a one-run victory against the Cubs. And I know a lot of my friends, Pat Ketza being one, Mark Farina, one of my broadcast partners, being another. It just seemed ironic. It really just seemed ironic that the Pirates would clinch at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. And not only did they clinch at Wrigley Field, they clinched it on a defensive play when a runner for the Cubs was thrown out at the plate. Gunned down. Which illustrated two things. One, it illustrated how far the Pirates have come. And two, it illustrated the Cubs season in microcosm. Because they were that close to tying that game and probably coming back to steal that game. And they get a runner thrown out at the plate with the game on the line. It just illustrated those two things, like I said. It illustrated how far the Pirates have come. And it illustrated the Cubs season in microcosm. So close and yet so far. And as many of you know, Dale Swain was fired right after the season concluded. Why else are the Pirates a big surprise for me? Because, again, you waited for them to collapse. You waited for them to fold, and they didn't. And one of their best pitchers went last night in Francisco Liriano. And Dan Shulman, I listened to part of the ESPN radio call last night also. Dan Shulman said it best. AJ Burnett is their leader. Francisco Liriano is their ace. And then they got a youngster who's their third starter who's going to start those three against St. Louis. More than likely, we'll see AJ Burnett in Game 1 Thursday in St. Louis, but he'll have to face an ace in Adam Wainwright. And Adam Wainwright, as most Cardinal fans that I know, including my buddy Willis Kern, is no pushover, period. So that's going to be a fun series. And that's why the Pirates are my biggest surprise. Let me give you a little history when it comes to the Pittsburgh Pirates. They clinched their playoff berth this year against the Cubs at Wrigley Field. The last time that the Pirates won it all, the year was 1979, they clinched the NL East Division at Three Rivers Stadium. Who's the team they clinched it against? The Chicago Cubs. How's that for irony? How is that for irony? I mean, you get in a spot where you had a chance to really do some damage. You get in a spot where you have a chance to play spoiler, excuse me. And you don't. You don't get that opportunity. That's got to hurt. So a little bit of irony when it comes to this year's Pittsburgh Pirates. We're in the process of rebuilding and refixing our stream yet again. And what we are going to do, we're going to pause for a break. But when we come back, I'll have some more sports talk for you. And coming up at 8:45 Eastern, Matt Rinkars of Fusion Ions will join me. 8:15 Eastern will basically be the second half of the show. It'll be Brian's Journey. And the subject I'm going to hit before Matt comes on, I talked about it yesterday, and that's dealing with stress. What I'm going to talk about today is emotional eating, and it's a problem that I've had for well over 20 years, but I think I finally unlocked the secret to solve the problem. Back in 3 minutes on Snowman in the Morning.
iGo Car Sharing, dedicated to creating a robust and seamlessly integrated transportation system that's ubiquitous, convenient, and affordable for individuals, and provides the region with expanded economic development opportunities and exemplary environmental performance. Since its inception in 2002, iGo has worked to catalyze a set of transportation innovations that make it feasible and desirable for Chicago residents to get around conveniently and economically without having to own a car, and at the same time, reduce vehicle miles traveled and greenhouse gas emissions. A mobility system that is independent of private car ownership requires solutions that use resources efficiently, saves residents money, and decreases the individual and regional ecological footprint. It allows residents to easily choose between multiple modes of transportation to move from point to point quickly, inexpensively, and conveniently. Innovative information technology can integrate both trip planning and service payment across all types of transit, including rail transit, commuter rail, local bus rapid transit, and more. Visit us online at igocars.org and find a location near you. iGo Cars, Chicago's only hometown nonprofit car sharing company.
Register for CPR, ACLS, first aid, AED, and more life-saving classes today with Dr. Catherine and Associates. They teach CPR nationwide 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. They teach advanced cardiac life support, and they are an approved American Heart Association training facility. Visit them today at 820 East 87th Street, Suite 100 in Chicago. You can also give them a call at 312-623-2433 or go online to learncprchicago.com. Dr. Catherine and Associates, in the community for the community.
How do you turn a batter into a hitter? With Slugmaster Hitting Stations. Slugmaster Hitting Stations are the most effective and durable baseball and softball batting practice devices available. Versatile, compact, and easy to use, they are excellent tools for ball player at any skill level. Attach to any pole or post for an instant hitting station. Use it at the ballpark, at home, or anywhere you want to get some hits in. Work the strike zone, top to bottom, in and out. The most complete workout year-round, indoors or outdoors, teams or individuals. Slugmaster equipment is constructed from high-grade steel. The rugged design means years and years of use. Slugmaster equipment is used by youth, high school, college, and professional ball players. For more information or to place your order, call 708-705-7354 or visit slugmaster.com. Slugmaster baseball and softball hitting aids, turning batters into hitters. Back on Snowman in the Morning here on the Arena Sports Network. That song is very familiar to a lot of Blackhawks fans, including myself. They won 6-4 last night. They got their rings, raised the banner. Red carpet introduction, as you heard Rusty talk about. And I'll tell you what, folks, I watched part of that game last night too while I was checking out other sports. The Blackhawks are going to be around. And they're going to be Stanley Cup contenders for a while because they have the youngest team, or one of the youngest teams in the NHL, and in my opinion, they have the hungriest team in the NHL. Joel Quenneville said something that was so true. Last year, strike-shortened season or no strike-shortened season, or lockout-shortened season to be technically correct, the Blackhawks scored a point in their first 24 games, which, of course, as everyone knows now, is an NHL record. That is bleeping unheard of. They are fast, they are quick, they are skilled, and they are just darn tough to beat. You know, the Capitals took a 4-3 lead late in the third period. But then the Blackhawks rang up three consecutive goals, including an empty netter by Marian Hossa, to basically seal the game. The empty netter sealed the game. 6-4 was the final last night at the United Center. And let me thank Rusty Silber for the morning sports update as the hour got started. But this Blackhawks team is tough, okay? When Rocky Wirtz took over and John McDonough took over the Blackhawks, they got the community involved, they got the fans involved, and they went to the one goal that is of every team that's in professional sports, and that's to win a championship. And now they have two Stanley Cups in four seasons. Sports Illustrated came out with an issue on the cover. The Chicago Blackhawks, including Patrick Kane, last year's Conn Smythe Trophy winner. And they are predicting the Blackhawks to do it again, and I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if the Blackhawks did it again. And it's just like I'm saying, they are that tough. They're that tough. They're that tough, they're that skilled. And to be this young, this is absolutely frightening. It's frightening to know and to realize how good this team is, and also to realize and to know they haven't really tapped their potential yet. In 2010, when they won the Stanley Cup, they lost a lot of players off that team. Now, granted, they made the playoffs the following two seasons, but you get the feeling, if you watch a lot of hockey, and I've been doing it since 1990. If you watch a lot of hockey, you know when a team is poised for greatness. You know when a team is right there to allow the word dynasty to be spoken. The first team I got that kind of hit from was the Pittsburgh Penguins. Back-to-back Stanley Cups, 91 and 92. The other team I got that hint about was the Detroit Red Wings. They lost the Stanley Cup Finals in 1995. 2 years later, back-to-back cups, 02, they get another cup. 08, they get another cup. Four cups in that time span. Now the Blackhawks are in a position to make that kind of serious run. Will they catch the Montreal Canadiens? Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen over time? But we're talking about the here, the now, and the immediate. And I'm talking about the next 2 to 3 years. Everybody's worried about the contracts of Kane and Taves. Let me tell you something. Taves and Kane are going to be Blackhawks for life. Stan Bowman, John McDonough, they're not stupid. They know great talent, okay? And when Taves and Kane came to the Blackhawks, you mix in a little Bullock, Duncan Keith, and the rest of the kids, they're not stupid. Taves and Kane are the leaders of that team, and they're going to be around for a long, long time. In an era where you're starting to see more long-term contracts in the NHL, and I hope Friday to have Brian Hedger on the show, one of my good buddies who covers the NHL. When you see a team like that positioning themselves to make an extended run, I'd be about as frightened. I mean, yeah, you want to compete and you want to try to win the cup, but it's just we're going into an era right now, and thank God it's not filled with drugs or steroids or controversy. We're going into an era right now, the NHL, I believe, that's going to be wearing an Indian head a few times on that Stanley Cup. And off the ice, these guys are great friends. That's how they know each other. That's why they never got down when they trailed 2-1 in the Boston series. A lot of Blackhawks fans panicked. Didn't need to. They get game 4 in overtime. They get game 5, 3-1, and you know what happened in game 6. And my buddy Brett Hill said it best, 17 seconds. When you have that kind of skill, that kind of talent, but most importantly, you have that kind of belief, you're going to be around for a while. A long while. A pause for a break. When we come back, Brian's journey is next on Snowman in the Morning.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start shopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-hi! Concrete. Hi-yah! Brick walls. Hi-yah! Trees. Hi-yah! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
When Mother Nature takes your dream away, Rich Construction can bring it back to stay. 5,000 properties have been restored by Rich Construction in over 35 years of service. Rich Construction works for the insurance settlement, acting as a connection between you and the insurance adjuster. They will protect your interests by preparing a detailed list and negotiating every item with the insurance adjuster. With over 35 years of experience, Rich Construction can begin restoration immediately once the insurance adjuster and Rich Construction agrees upon the estimated damages. Prior payment for the construction is not necessary, and no one can put you back in your home faster than Rich Construction. Contact John Crocker for your free consultation today. Give them a call at 219-322-9200. That's 219-322-9200. Rich Construction Company, fire and insurance restoration specialists. Let us take the burden off your shoulders.
We'll be right back.
We had a few technical difficulties this morning. We apologize for those, but Snowman in the Morning is on here on the Arena Sports Network. Halfway through, as we're 33 minutes beyond the hour, Matt Rincars will join me in 12 minutes. And time for Snowman's Journey as I chronicle my health journey and try to make things better for myself and for the people around me. And yesterday I talked about stress and how to deal with stress and how it affects you, and it affects athletes. Boy, does it affect athletes, especially, just athletes in general, because they're in a performance setting, and if they don't perform, they don't play. And in the case of professional athletes, if they don't play, they don't earn a paycheck, and we know the repercussions of that. Today, I'm going to touch a subject that has been messing with me for a very long time. And I can tell you honestly that 4 or 5 years ago, I would not have even thought of this. And honestly, 4 or 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even cared about this. But it got my attention when I watched a program, I want to say 5 years ago, when a term was dropped, and I never thought about it until lately, and I really started thinking about it when I got diagnosed with diabetes 3 years ago, the term emotional eating. I know it's been around for a while. I know I'm very, very late with this, but y'all have to understand, it's taken me a long time to discover a lot of things. This was one of them. And I didn't realize how deep emotional eating was and is. And it's only lately that I've learned really how to combat it. As mentioned, I got Matt Rincars from Fusion Ions coming in 10 minutes. Snowman in the Morning brought to you in part by Fusion Ions. Fusion Ions, negative ion bands, live your best. I am a proud user, and it really has helped. More on that later. But emotional eating is big trouble. It's big, big trouble. And when you are emotional, and stress plays a big part in this too, because stress is an emotion. I tell you what, ask yourself a question. How many times have you been in a situation that just absolutely threw you for a loop? I mean, threw you for an absolute loop. And the first thing you want to do is head to the fridge. The first thing you want to do is, like, go buy junk food. The first thing you want to do is reach for something to stuff your face with. Well, I'm here to tell you that, I've been there, and I am there. There are days where all I want to do, when I am so stressed out and so mad and emotional about a few things, and I went through it yesterday. I won't get into the details of what happened that set me off on an emotional tip, but just know there are a few things I'm going through right now that can really push my buttons. And unfortunately, something pushed a couple of buttons with me yesterday in a situation that I'm going through. Like I said, I won't get into details, but just know that A, I'm trying to resolve that situation, and B, yesterday when I was doing good too, I had my green tea, I had my water, I was busy working on stuff, but then something was said to me regarding a situation I'm going through right now, and I lost it. I absolutely lost it, and I'm no longer ashamed to admit when I failed. We're human. We all fail. We all fail. And yesterday I did. I was taking the advice of Matt, and I am changing my diet and doing a high protein pattern, ridding myself of carbs because I'm trying to shave this belly in 90 days. I'm trying to shave this belly by Christmas, if not before. Hell, if I can do it by Thanksgiving, I'll be one happy camper. I have lived with this belly for the past 15 years, and I woke up this morning and I said enough is enough. Emotional eating can take a hold of you and drive you into delirium. It can drive you into insanity. Take it from somebody who's there. Now, I'm not using this platform, and I said this yesterday, I'm not using this platform to just talk about me and what's going on with me. I want to use the problems that I have gone through in trying to make my health and my life better and connect with people that have either been there or they are still there. That's who I want to connect with. And one of the problems that I've had, and it took me years to identify it, was emotional eating. And now that I have been identified with it, I can tell you an occasion that set me off. One of the occasions that set me off into a big emotional tailspin where I was doing nothing but eating and not getting out and moving around and not getting out into the public and laughing with people and sharing with them occurred in 2007 when I lost Pops. When you have something that is that traumatic that happens to you, and a lot of people will tell you time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't. Let me be honest, okay? I thank y'all for the encouragement that time heals all wounds. I get that. I get that. And from some people that say it, they either have been there or they are still there. I get that too. But there are some things that time simply cannot heal. There is not a day that goes by where I don't think about Pops, where I don't think about my dad. And situations happen where I need and want to talk to him and he's not here. And I've had to lean on a lot of different people. And I thank everybody that has been there. I really do. I really, really do. It's one of those kind of situations that just hurts. It hurts, man. And yesterday, like I said, I was doing good, following my diet, and then something was spoken to me, and it gave me a sharp reminder of a situation that I'm going through, and I lost it. The first thing I did was I walked into a fast food restaurant, and I gorged. I admit it. I fell. But you know what? After that, I got right back up. I sat back in front of my computer after walking around for a little bit, getting a sweat on. And I sat right back in front of my computer. And I tried again. And I'm going to keep trying until I get this right. I'm determined to get this right. I'm determined to get everything right. And for those of you that have been there or are still there, let me know. Please let me know. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Arena Sports Network. The new morning show page will be up tomorrow. And you can also tweet us at Arena Sports 13. Let me know the buttons that were pushed that set you into an emotional eating tailspin. Matt Rickars is on the way. I'm going to pause for a break. and he's gonna help a lot of people. Okay, Fusion Power Hour coming this Saturday, 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Real health talk. When I say real health talk, I mean just that. He and Donald Barrett, and I got to do this before we go to a break. Matt got mad at me yesterday, and he really got mad at me when I said Dan Barrett instead of Donald Barrett. So he sent me this nice little bitty message saying, Brian, you got the name wrong yesterday. I did what? And, you know, he backed it up with some stuff. I'm joking around as I say that. But but Matt Rinkars and Donald Barrett are going to bring you some real health talk. And the premier issue is going to focus on something retired linebacker Ray Lewis went through. If you hear the name Ray Lewis and the recent incident that they went through before his final Super Bowl run, you'll know what I'm talking about. Pause for a break. Matt Rinkars is on the way. You're inside Snowman in the Morning on the Arena Sports Network.
My name is Matt Rinkars, and I'm the founder of Fusion Ions. We are so confident that you're going to love our bands, we want you to try one risk-free so you can see for yourself how powerful these bands really are. Don't wait. Go to FusionIons.com to find out how you can receive your very own free Fusion Ions band. Take advantage before they are gone. FusionIons.com. That's FusionIONZ.com.
Hey everyone, Ed Farmer here. As a closing pitcher for the Sox in 1980, I racked up 30 saves, the Sox record at the time. But thanks to a life-saving kidney transplant in 1991 from my brother Tom, someone else helped save me. Just like my organ donor, you too can give someone a second chance at life. In fact, as a registered organ donor, you can help save the lives of more than 25 people. Be a team player. Register to be an organ and tissue donor at DonateLifeIllinois.org.
Register today to be an organ and tissue donor at DonateLifeIllinois.org.
How do you turn a batter into a hitter? With Slugmaster Hitting Stations. Slugmaster Hitting Stations are the most effective and durable baseball and softball batting practice devices available. Versatile, compact, and easy to use, they are excellent tools for ball player at any skill level. Attach to any pole or post for an instant hitting station. Use it at the ballpark, at home, or anywhere you want to get some hits in. Work the strike zone, top to bottom, in and out. The most complete workout year-round, indoors or outdoors, teams or individuals. Slugmaster equipment is constructed from high-grade steel. The rugged design means years and years of use. Slugmaster equipment is used by youth, high school, college, and professional ball players. For more information or to place your order, call 708-705-7354 or visit slugmaster.com. Slugmaster baseball and softball hitting aids, turning batters into hitters. Welcome back to Snowman in the Morning on the Arena Sports Network. We come down the stretch. Don't forget, this Saturday is the Fusion Power Hour. Real health talk with Donald Barrett, so I can make sure Matt doesn't yell at me, and Matt Rinkars. That'll come your way 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern, and then also Saturday, 11:30. It's the TIU pregame show brought to you by Gigahertz, and at noon, homecoming Saturday, as the Trojans will host Olivet Nazarene. Well, I talked about this gentleman yesterday, and I talked about him today. I've been singing his praises. I've been singing his product praises, and it would just be fitting because he's one of the people that's going to help me with my journey, so it's just fitting to have him on right now. Via the Gigahertz hotline, this is Matt Rinkars. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going good, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Been really enjoying the show so far.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And folks, it was Matt's suggestion to go ahead and launch the show and just get the word out there and just get a good routine going. The subject I hit this morning, Matt, was emotional eating. And, you know, I just had a friend text me that can identify with, you know, what I'm going through and what a lot of people that either realize it, and even more that don't realize that are going through. Emotional eating is something fierce, and if you don't nip it in the butt immediately, it's going to hurt you in the long run.
Yeah,
I could not agree more. And I also just want to make sure he's with us. Donald Barrett, are you on the line with us as well?
Yes, I'm here, Matt. Can you hear me?
Well, good morning, Donald.
Okay, so.
Good morning.
So, Donald and I have, you know, we're very excited about the premiere episode of Fusion Power Hour this Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern. And one of the main reasons we wanted to create that show and we want to address questions like this is to get the real information out there to help people on whatever health goal may be. Some people are trying to lose weight, some people are trying to gain weight, some people are trying to be more active, whatever it is. But today we are talking about emotional eating. And, you know, I have to admit this is something that I know from a very personal basis. And, Brian, you know my story, but
yeah.
At one time I was well over 300 pounds and very unhealthy, on the verge, in my belief, of diabetes, because my family history is terrible with diabetes. And I knew I had to make a change. And the story that you discussed earlier is something that would happen to me constantly, where I would be on quote-unquote a diet, and then I would secretly run off and order $15 worth of fast food and eat it in the parking lot because I was so embarrassed and ashamed and not admit that I had done it. And it was very much an addiction. So the advice I have is to first understand that you're dealing with an addiction that is being brought on by our environment here in the United States. And what I mean by that is the food companies that are out there for most of the commercial food that we eat want us to be fat. They want us to gain weight. They want us to be addicted to the food. So if you look at any other addiction, okay, people will fall off the wagon and go back to an addiction when they're stressed out. Food is no different. Right now, people are addicted to food. They're addicted to sugar. They're addicted to carbohydrates. And that's why emotionally they run back to that fix whenever they feel like they need to have something in their life. So the best piece of advice I have, A, is for everyone to immediately detox. So go through some sort of a cleanse, go through a fast, go through something that will rid your body of these evil toxins that are making you go back to the fast food, that are making you seek out sugar. It's an actual chemical reaction that's happening inside your body because you're addicted to it. So if you can cleanse yourself of that addiction, your first thought is not going to be to go to fast food. It's going to be to handle whatever problem it is directly and not go to a quote-unquote fix. And I call it a fix because a lot of experts will say that food addiction can be just as strong and just as painful as drug addiction. So make sure you hear that. Food addiction can be just as painful as drug addiction. So if you're out there and you feel bad that you keep falling off the wagon, your body and the chemicals inside your body and what you're consuming from just regular, you know, commercial food products are going against you. So you have to find ways to fight for yourself and get rid of those addictions. Donald, with your years of experience, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, let me just say, Matt, when you called me and you started to tell me about how big this issue of emotional eating was, I thought emotional eating was when you sat around after you ate and you felt lousy. You know, you said, no, it's just the opposite. It's when people actually feel lousy, maybe they just lost their job or they're having a fight with their spouse, and they turn towards food to help them deal with that crisis, if you will, in their life.
Exactly.
And it's such a problem for so many people, and I know we're going to talk more about that on our show and on the website.
Fantastic. Brian, do you have any other questions?
And you know, I want to thank you both for coming on this morning. It's a natural fit for you guys to be on, and I hope to have you back on again. Like I said, the reason I wanted to touch this subject this morning was because yesterday I fell hard off the bandwagon, but I'm happy today is a new day, and I've decided to journal everything that I'm doing to make my health and my life better. And thank you both for being part of the journey, and you know, I'm just using what I know best. But I wanted to touch emotional eating because it's a struggle that I've had for a long, long time. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I put it in the form of this question, and I know, Matt, that you've been there. How many times have you gone through an incredibly stressful or emotional situation? And the example I use is what I'm basically going through, and that's a death in the family. What's the first thing you do? You turn to food for comfort.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. They call it comfort food, right?
Right.
And that's the problem.
And it's just, it's a trigger that makes us go and seek out that comfort food. So you have to deal with eliminating the trigger and then having good foods as a response to it as well.
And you have to look at too, Brian, that the food is by far the biggest addiction we have in the country.
Yeah.
So that same person, if they were addicted to alcohol or addicted to drugs, the death of the family would probably drive them to go do that. So, you know, again, we have to approach this with the seriousness of dealing with an addiction. And what's the first thing they do in rehab if they put you in rehab for an addiction? They cleanse you of the drug. Right, you have to go through a detox.
Yes,
and that's exactly what I'm suggesting now. Is you have to go through a food detox to get rid of these internal addictions, because it's just it's a demon that's there, and most people don't know how to classify. We can classify drug addiction, we can classify alcohol addiction, but most people don't understand how to classify food addictions, and they're almost embarrassed to admit it. So by detoxing and by giving yourself a plan, you'll be able to beat this and move forward. And that's the first step to becoming a healthier person, is beating the addictions that are driving you to eat poor food. Because I can tell you that from a personal standpoint, once I got myself off of sugars and bad carbohydrates and things like that, you know, I feel so much better as a person. I'm healthy day in and day out. And now if I get stressed, my trigger isn't food. You know, I like to go work out. If I'm stressed out, I'll go. My body craves being physical, so I'll go and I'll work out, or I'll go play a sport or something like that. That's my release. So finding that healthy release is the key when it comes to dealing with stress, because we're all going to deal with stress. It's going to, you know, it's something that we're all going to deal with day in and day out, but it's how we deal with it.
How do you propose someone that finally identified his addiction to food, yours truly in particular, what kind of detox plan do you propose?
So there's many, many different examples, from ones that are, I consider harsh, meaning, you know, some sort of lemon fast or juice fast where you're fasting for days. I can tell from personal experience, those are incredibly effective, but they're hard to follow. For what I would suggest for most people that are looking to just start something without having been super drastic or hard to follow, I would say a carbohydrate fast, meaning eating less than 30 carbohydrates a day for an extended period of time. I would say at least 10 days. And when I say that, I mean stay away from artificial sweeteners and also any processed chemicals. So that's the first thing people do, is they'll go and they'll start drinking a lot of Diet Coke, or they'll go and they'll start, buying, low carb microwave foods with, you know, that are full of preservatives. So try to stay natural and stay low carb. If you can do those two things, your body will internally repair itself from the damage that you're doing with processed foods and carbohydrates. And, if you can do that, you will get to a point where you will no longer crave sugar or carbohydrates. And let me clarify that too. Carbohydrates turn into sugar. So when you eat, let's say, a white potato, a baked potato, it turns into sugar faster than eating a candy bar, believe it or not. So when I say sugar, I don't mean just candy and pie and stuff like that. I'm talking about any carbohydrate that's going to turn itself into glucose. Does that make sense?
Well, how? Here's another thing. Then, while I'm admitting addiction, for a long time I've been addicted to bread. How do I fight that?
You're gonna have to stay committed to going the low carb route. Now, here's what's gonna happen. Let me walk you through the process.
Okay.
The first couple days, you're not gonna feel that different. Three or four, your body is gonna start to transition into what they call ketosis, which means that your body is actually burning fat for fuel instead of carbohydrates. That's exactly what you want. Those days are usually the most crucial for those that are looking to beat this addiction. Those days are going to be tough. Your energy levels are going to be lower. You're not going to feel great those days. We're just going to put it out there. That's how you're going to feel. But once you come through that, you're going to feel like $1 million. So I think just like any other battle plan, you need to know what you're up against. So by knowing that you're going to have days that are tough, but the rewards that are there at the end, you'll get to a point where that craving right now is purely chemical inside your body. Once you release that, you're no longer going to crave bread. I have bread, gluten-free bread, but bread that's all around me constantly because I have two little girls. Pizza, you name it, gluten-free cookies and brownies. And I look at them, I smell them, I don't even crave them because my body is used to burning, using fat and proteins. So that's the other thing I can give a suggestion on too. When you get hungry, don't stay hungry. Eat, you know, it's okay to eat meats, it's okay to eat fats to keep yourself satiated. So don't let yourself get to a hunger point to where you're willing to eat anything. So it's okay to eat peanut butter, it's okay to eat meats, it's okay to eat veggies. Just keep those things around you and keep full as you're getting through this. And once you get through it, you're going to be a whole different person.
Matt Rinkars and Donald Barrett of Fusion Power Hour joining yours truly here on Snowman in the Morning. And I want to thank you gentlemen for coming on. Don't forget, this Saturday is the premiere of the Fusion Power Hour. It'll come your way at 9 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Central. And you're going to love that. They've got a couple episodes. I've listened to them. Love it. And y'all are going to love it too. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Thank you for the advice as well. I plan to use it, and I hope a lot of fans listening in plan to use it as well. Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
No problem. Thank you, Brian. You have a great day.
Matt Rinkars and Donald Barrett joining me, and that is it. We are out of time. And I want to thank everybody that joined us here on Snowman in the Morning on this Wednesday. And tomorrow, I'll touch another subject inside of the journey. We'll look at Tampa Bay and Cleveland, and we'll also get you ready for Thursday Night Football. All the sports and all of the health talk that you can get crammed inside of an hour. It's Snowman in the Morning. Start your day with the Snowman. Thank you very much. I love you all very much. God bless. Remember to make your next move your best move. So long, everybody.
Some energy drinks want to scare you. Some even want to bully you around. And the others, they're just blowing smoke. Packed with vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, the new HiQ energy drink comes available in four exciting flavors. Skyberry Fusion. Apple. Coconut Fruit Punch, and Lemon Lime. Natural caffeine, no preservatives, no crash, no bull. HiQ Energy Drink, wings are for birds.
Full Armor Worldwide is open to serve you. Our goal is to provide professional service that'll meet clients' high expectations. Every client wants to achieve the services that'll meet their expectations and will satisfy them. People become more frustrated when their expectations and needs are not totally met. Therefore, they'll demand for a higher service or a quality service. A good and quality service will make you distinctive and stand out among your competitors. That's why Full Armor Worldwide stands out compared to other competitors. If there is a service that you need, such as web design, logistics, construction, property management, or more, Full Armor Worldwide is where you need to go. Give us a call today to set up your consultation at 888-386-2040 or drop an email at info@fullarmorworldwide.com. Full Armor Worldwide, innovative for a better tomorrow.